Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Grey's Academy. I am one of your hosts, Carmen, and that's it. It's a beautiful day to podcast. You're probably thinking, oh, whoa, hold on. Did Carmen finally snap and decide that he is the shining star of the show and kick Kelsey off? No, the answer is that he cannot do that show, this show or that show, without her. We're the team, dynamic duo. We live in Shondaland together, only part-time. Kelsey is out sick, and we didn't want the content train to leave the station. There's so much stuff that's happening. We didn't want you to miss out. But also, as we continue to see so many people listen to this show, it would have just been icky to not do an episode and just put it out on Instagram and say that we weren't doing an episode. Kelsey truly, truly wishes she could be here. She is recovering, not doing too well right now. Not dead. Don't worry. She's not that bad. But no voice. And you know, a podcast, it's like 99% voice. The other 1% is the looks, which we have in spades. So, and we also have the other talking part. We do great. But anyways, welcome back, everyone. This is a little bit different. If this is your first time tuning in, if you were recommended this from a friend, come check out another episode. Come back next week. We'll have some more good stuff for you. But this is, I think, a really great opportunity. Kelsey sent me a couple of messages about some predictions, some questions she has for me. And we wanted to read a couple of new reviews on the iTunes Spotify app. Wow, that was so hard for me to think of. The iTunes Spotify app, really? Wow. The iTunes podcast app. I don't think Spotify has a way to write reviews yet, but you can leave 5-star ratings, which if this is your first time, at Grey's Academy Pod, at carmen.gabriel.official, at chaotically kelky, and anywhere you listen to Grey's Academy, give us a 5-star review. It's very important to us, and we try to read every single one on air. But before we do that, if you've listened recently within the last, I probably want to say 6 or 7 episodes within the last 2 or 3 months, we've been getting a ton of love from Malaysia, and we actually had a listener from Malaysia. We did ask if she was okay with it. if we could read this out. But this goes out to our dear friend, not just a fan, our dear friend Cheyenne from Malaysia. So this is what she wrote. Hi, Kelsey and Carmen, with the exclamation point. Big fan of the exclamation points. First of all, I love your podcast, exclamation point. I love listening to Carmen's predictions, his liking of Katherine Heigl, both of your dislike for Derek, and everyone's favorite section, living in Shondaland. Ooh, that felt good getting it out there. I am so glad to have stumbled upon this podcast from Stitcher and binged through your episodes on the first season in one day. I have been loyally listening to you guys every week and almost did a spit take when you mentioned your listener, Malaysia, for the first time. Not sure if that was me or someone else. Well, I'm sure you have many more other listeners from there. Honestly, I initially was hesitating to write in just because I wanted to remain anonymous. But since you guys are constantly mentioning Malaysia, I thought you thought why not let you know that you have a loyal fan here who looks forward to new episodes every week. Your fan, Cheyenne from Malaysia. It literally means so much to us. And I hope that you're listening, beaming, because I am just smiling from ear to ear just reading this email again. I got a message from Kelsey at 7 a.m. one morning. And she said, I was going to wait to tell you this on air, but I think it's too cool to not tell you now. We'll for sure have to talk about this. But how freaking cool that one of our fans from Malaysia reached out. So anyways, Cheyenne, thank you. You are not just a fan. You are a friend. You're part of the Grey's Academy family. And speaking of Grey's Academy family, I want to read a review on the iTunes podcast page. So if you haven't looked, by the way, if you just type in Grey's, we come up on the list. Now, we may be that bottom one, Grey's Academy, but that means that we are continuously climbing and climbing the charts. It's so incredible. What a great feeling that is, not just for us, but everyone who's supported. How cool is it that you get to say we were living in Shondaland before it was cool with the Grey's Academy podcast team? So anyways, we're going to go ahead and read this one in from our dear friend Ryan, who was kind enough to give us a review. Two of my favorite people created a podcast about one of my favorite shows, so of course I had to listen. Kelsey and I would discuss Grey's all the time, as we are crazy and put ourselves through the show multiple times. And now it's funny to hear Carmen's perspective as a first-time watcher. Listening to their commentary is the best, and I sometimes catch myself talking back to them as if I'm part of it, which one day I hope to be a guest speaker. Keep it coming with the predictions too, because I find some hilarious. Please listen to this podcast to hear all about our favorite TGIT show. TGIT, I don't know what that means. TGIT, thank God it's Thursday. Oh, thank God it's Thursday. Wow, because this show airs Thursday. Fuck. I am so smart. Gosh, sometimes I impress myself even. I don't even know how my wife stays married to me with all of this genius floating around. We do have another one from our other friend, Leah. Leah, that's next week. So tune back in, and we will make sure to read that one as well. And any new ones that come in, we always are big fans of that. So let's dig in to a couple of the questions that Kelsey sent to me. This has been a blast. I got to tell you, I know I say this a lot. I like this show more than I thought I would. I think Grey's Anatomy has, I don't want to say a stereotype. It's got an aura to it, right? It's got a reputation. I just always thought it was very soapy, and I think we're going to get to that point, but I've really enjoyed it, whether it's the character arcs, which Kelsey asked me about. They're interesting. I like them. I like the drama. I think the show's very well written, and I am a hard person to surprise. I do not get surprised easily, but man, when that bomb blew up, my gosh, still to this day, so crazy. The first time I saw the guy and the girl in Indy Like a Train and the pipe was through them. Yeah, wow, crazy. Beside myself. Anyways, question number one from Kelsey. Do you think George will get over his Meredith bullshit? If yes, when? Okay. Will he get over his Meredith bullshit? That's hard. I don't know. Oh, sorry. Don't want to be doing that. Almost made a voice memo here. I don't know. Because I've gotten some spoilers. I know that Katherine Heigl obviously gets written off the show. For one reason or another, she's either going to blow up or she's going to die or she's going to roll off into the sunset. I don't know. But I don't know how long into the show George is in the show. As it stands right now, it looks like Meredith and Derek isn't going to happen. As I'm sitting there, sorry, that was a long pause. I'm like sitting here trying to think. I just don't know. I don't know. I think George is going to be on his bullshit for a long time, though. Long time. If I had to guess, season 3. Like, he's going to be on this for at least the next half season. So it's going to go through season 2. He's going to be on his bullshit. Something's going to happen. Maybe he thinks, oh, okay, maybe I can talk to her at least now. Yeah, I think we're not out of the... No, because that would be no fun. It's going to get old real quick. Okay. All right. He's going to talk to her by the next episode. Next episode, he's going to talk to her. But his bullshit isn't going to end until season 3. Midway through season 3. So I'm going to say season 3, episode 8. George is finally going to be over Meredith for now. And then maybe something will happen later on. I don't know. But that's my prediction right now. He's going to talk to her in the next episode. Number 2. Do you think Derek will stop being a poo-poo head? Kelsey's words, not mine. To Addison. Yeah, it's going to have to end at some point. He takes one step forward and then two steps back, right? Like, I think of the time when they were at the bar and he explains, like, look, I'm not trying to hurt you with this, but... like, I loved Meredith. I need time. And then he does, and that's, to me, that's a step forward. And then they get the dog, and then he tries to be friends with Meredith. And then it's like, you can't be friends with Meredith because I'm friends with Meredith. And then it's, he does stupid stuff to Addison, whether it's on purpose or not, completely ignoring her when she's throwing herself at him. She doesn't deserve you. Sorry, you don't deserve her. I meant to say she doesn't deserve that. Either way, she's too good for you, Derek. So I think eventually they'll work their shit out. But Mark popped in an episode like, what, once or twice, and he's gone. So he's gonna be back next episode. I got a feeling about that. And I'm gonna give it 2 episodes. 2 more episodes. Derek is gonna figure his shit out. They're going to make love. They're not just going to have sex in the shower or wherever it is that she wanted. They're going to make love. They're going to smush booties. They're going to slap the egg, spank the poodle, crouching tiger, hidden dragon style. That's not even a thing people say. They're going to fuck, all right? But that's 2 episodes. 2 episodes, it's going to happen before the season finale. But Mark's going to do something. Mark's going to pull some shit, and he's going to bring them together. That's what's going to happen. Question number 3. Do you think Derek and Meredith will actually be friends? Also, how inappropriate do you think their friendship is, if at all? Yes, it's inappropriate. Kelsey, what a dumb question. I hope you listen to this, and I hope you go through and you laugh at this part. I didn't read all these questions the first time, so that actually made me laugh. It's obviously inappropriate. On a scale of 1 to 10, it's a fucking 10. Are you kidding me? It's inappropriate. It's dumb. I guess they could end up friends. I think they're going to be more coworkers. I think they're going to be more colleagues. If I had to guess, if this show's going to be anything like Scrubs, Meredith is going to end up getting some sort of promotion, and then it's going to be like when JD became Dr. Cox's peer. she's going to grow. She's going to get promoted. She's going to be Derek's peer. It's going to be even weirder. And I don't know if she's going to be in neurology, but she's going to be at the same level as him. She's going to be some sort of attending or chief someday. I don't know. But yeah, they're never going to be friends. It's not going to be like that. He's going to want it to be like that. And he's going to corner her in the elevator way too many more times than we're all hoping for. But that's good show. That's what Shonda wants. But yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, inappropriate, 10. 10 out of 10, inappropriate for their friendship, quote unquote. You can't see the air quotes, but they're never going to be friends. They're never going to be actually friends. No, no, no. Number 4, do you think Alex will fully revert to his season 1 asshole ways because of Izzy dumping him, or could he recover and come back to being a likable character? Okay, Jessica actually spoiled this one a little bit for me. If you remember... A couple episodes back, actually probably in season 1 still, we were driving back from Tennessee, and my wife listens to the TV while she drives. My wife is also over half deaf, so she has hearing aids. So she was listening to Netflix on her phone in her hearing aids while driving us back from Tennessee. Now, I happen to see reflection in the mirror of Alex. And I know that this, I asked her, I said, hey, what season are you on now in Grey's? And she said season 8 or something. And Alex was still there. So Alex isn't going to revert all the way back to his season 1 bullshit. And I also know that he's going to be on the show for a while, which that's the spoiler that I have. But he's got such weird character arcs. I've got a feeling that someone from his family is going to show up at some point in this show to really rock him and rock his world. Or maybe it's an ex that really did a number on him. His father's dead. I think his father's dead. If you're listening to this, write a 5-star review right now on iTunes and remind me, is his father dead or not? If you're yelling at this, I'm going to say he's dead. I think. I have a 50-50 shot, I guess. That's that. Literally. He's either dead or he's not. But someone in his life is going to come back, shake him to his core, maybe bring out the best in him for a little bit. But the best version of him was when he was involved with Izzy, and Izzy broke up with him, and he was being a complete dick. I don't feel bad for him at all. Now, Izzy was very inappropriate with Denny. That's not going to defend that. But Denny's a good-looking guy. I can't blame her, but I can. Don't get involved with your patients. Don't do it. It would have been fine if she would have just asked to be off the case and have a different patient. And this way she's no longer his doctor. Then it would be less inappropriate, but Alex was a dick the whole time. And, yeah, he's just going to be a dick for a while. I think he's going to have 2 or 3 episodes of him being a dick, and then he's going to save someone's life again, and you're going to feel good for him. And then maybe he's going to get back involved with Olivia while George is with Callie. I don't know. It's I think 2 to 3 episodes of Alex being a dick, just like straight up asshole, mean bully jerk, and then we'll have a character arc completion at some point. Maybe if Denny dies, he's there in like a completely platonic way. And he's like, look, I'm not trying to do anything about this, but like, I'm sorry. That sucks. I don't know. Maybe it'll take Denny dying. But if Denny doesn't die, man, this show really has me for a loop, because that guy, he's going to die. He's going to die. And then question number 5, what do you want to see in regards to the Richard Ellis backstory? Literally, Kelsey, what kind of question is that? All of it. I want to see a whole episode where it's a flashback episode, and it's just them having sex and Thatcher walking in and going, oh, I see nothing. And he's just a little bitch boy. I don't know. Yeah. I've changed my mind. I do know. I don't not know. I do know. I would like for it to be a whole backstory episode where it's a flashback. And then maybe Weber is narrating it. Maybe Weber is narrating it like the one episode where George got to narrate an episode. And it's him going back in time. Maybe it's just him in a car ride with his wife and she finally finds out. Or if she knew, she's just confronting him. Maybe she runs into him and sees him leaving the mental place, the institution that Ellis is at. And she goes, oh, what you doing there? Oh, it's Ellis. Oh, wow, you guys fucked. Wow. Maybe that's what happens. I think that sounds good. That's my prediction. His wife is going to find him somewhere with Ellis. And if she doesn't already know, she knows now. Or maybe she cheats on Weber with Thatcher. And Thatcher tells her, hey, this is ironic because my ex-wife and your current husband had an affair way back in the day. Steamy affair. Also, my ex-wife drove your husband to be an alcoholic, in case you didn't already know. That would be a roller coaster. That would, Shonda would outdo herself on that one. The North Star of the show is make it something that no one would expect and also make it make no sense. And that's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. Overall, guys, I want you to know I really enjoyed the show. We've enjoyed the shout-outs. We've enjoyed the emails. We've enjoyed the listenership growing constantly. If there's any more predictions that you specifically want, email them to Kelsey at graysacademypod@gmail.com. And if there's something that you guys want to know, I will do my best to give you a bold, crazy prediction, but also a real one. Because I feel like when Kelsey asks me about predictions, I have to at least give a real one. I've watched a lot of TV shows, many, many an episode, and a lot of doctor shows to know how crazy things can get. So I'm very excited to try to predict things, maybe get them right. I hear that I'm on the right track with a couple of these things, the ones that I make my real predictions on. So I'll keep you posted. You guys keep me honest. Until then, please know that if you ever see me walking down the street, if you find me on Instagram, please, no spoilers. This has been a really fun journey. I've been so insulated. I if you haven't listened to the last one or two episodes, there was someone at work talking about Grey's Anatomy, and I was like, whoa, whoa, I can't listen to this, no spoilers. Whoa, I'm watching it for the first time. I'm on season two. Whoa. So yeah, please, no spoilers, but we appreciate all of you. Share this with your friends, give us a 5-star review, and we will see you all in the next one.